You will hear a number of different recordings and will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear someone inquiring about buying a puppy. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Greenlee Kennels here. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm ringing to inquire about your advertisement I saw on the internet. Do you still have any puppies for sale?
The speaker says she saw the advertisement on the internet, so the internet should be written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Greenlee Kennels here. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm ringing to inquire about your advertisement I saw on the internet. Do you still have any puppies for sale?
Yes, I do. I've got 2 boys and 1 girl left.
What colours do you have? You had some black and some gold-coloured dogs advertised on the website I saw.
Yes, I've only got black puppies left now. The last of the golden ones was sold yesterday.
Well, I'm interested in buying a male puppy. I want it to be a companion for my daughter. Do you think the puppies are good with children?
Yes, I raise them in the house, and they're very good with other dogs and children. My grandson plays with them all the time. They're still very young, remember, so they'll adapt really easily to living in a household with children around full time. Just remember to tell your little girl to be very gentle, especially at first.
How old are they now?
They're 7 weeks old. I let them go when they are 8 weeks or older, so they'll be available for the owners to take home in 1 week.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, can I arrange to come and see you and the puppies? When would be convenient?
Well, any day this week is fine, apart from Friday afternoon. I'll be out at a dog show then. When would you like to come?
How about on Thursday? That's the day after tomorrow. Would it be okay if I come around 10:30 a.m?
Can you make it 11 a.m. instead? That would suit me better, if it's okay for you.
Yes, 11 a.m. is fine. Is your place easy to find?
Yes. I've got a big sign outside. We're opposite the new leisure centre on Westlands Road. I'm at number 157.
157 Westland Road. Isn't Westland Road near Barnet Drive?
Yes, it is. After the traffic lights, you come along Barnet Drive, and you'll see a fruit and vegetable shop on the left-hand side. Just after that, you'll see a craft shop. Go past the craft shop, and you'll see a cafe on your right. Take the second right after the cafe. That's Westlands Road. It's the one after Banks Drive.
Okay, that's fine, thanks. I think I know where you mean.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
I have another question for you. I'm thinking of getting the puppy microchipped so that if it gets lost, it could be easily traced and returned to us. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes, I do. There are many advantages to microchipping when you compare it to other forms of identification. Collars and tags can be convenient, but they're also easily taken off or lost. Microchipping is permanent. In very rare cases, you might have a situation where the microchip moves in the dog's body, so it can't be found and scanned. But you can always have the chip checked every now and then to make sure it's still working properly.
Does it hurt the dog when they put the microchip in, that is?
No, the microchip is really small, roughly the size of a grain of rice. Because it's so small, it makes it easy for the vet to put in. It can be easily injected between the shoulder blades of even the smallest dog. The dog being injected rarely notices any discomfort for more than a few seconds.
Are there any risks involved?
There's a very small risk of infection, but you can minimise this by just taking a bit of extra care of the area for a while. Make sure it doesn't get dirty, that sort of thing.
Well, thanks for that advice. It gives us something to think about. I'll see you soon, then. We're looking forward to meeting you and, of course, the puppies.
Yes, looking forward to meeting you too. See you soon.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.